From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a refinery explosion near Houston kills more than a dozen workers. First, the lead, the Terry Schiavo case again. It is now almost a week since the feeding tube that was keeping her alive was removed, and today there are fewer chances that it will be reinserted as her parents wish. In Washington this morning, the Supreme Court declined to hear the parents' appeal of lower court rulings that support the argument of Ms. Schiavo's husband. He says Terry Schiavo told him she wouldn't want to go on in what doctors call the persistent vegetative state she's endured for 15 years now. This became a truly national issue last weekend when Congress passed a special law allowing the issue to move to federal courts from the Florida state courts where it had been. We'll hear from a Republican congressman who opposed that decision, but we'll begin with Harriet McBride Johnson. She is a disability rights lawyer in Charleston, South Carolina. She is disabled and uses a wheelchair. Her article on the Terry Schiavo case is the lead story in Slate magazine at the moment. In it, she argues that this case is really about disability. When we spoke earlier, Harriet McBride Johnson questioned the whole idea of the expression, a life no longer worth living.
That phrase is used to set disabled people aside as being in a different category. And the reality is that, you know, only the person who is living the life is able to make that judgment. And unfortunately, Ms. Schiavo certainly can't say what she wants at this point. And it's possible that she doesn't know what she wants. But I think the law needs to have a presumption that only the person affected can make the decision to give up their own life, that that's beyond the scope of a substitute decision maker's power.
But in cases when people are unable to speak for themselves, the next of kin, in this case the husband, are able to make all sorts of decisions on their behalf and to assert what the patient would have wanted. Why is this case different?
You know, I think the choice to give up your life is one that cannot be delegated. And there are others that the law has recognized for a long time. For example, guardians can't consent to their ward having sex. This actually is a deliberate killing of a person. And I don't think, you know, that we can allow a surrogate to make that decision based on disability.
Harriet, how does your own perspective as a disabled person affect how you see this case?
Well, you know, my perspective, all my perspectives affected as a lawyer interested in civil rights, and as a disabled person, they all come into play. I've got a neuromuscular disease that affects all my muscles. And so a feeding tube is probably in my not-too-distant future. When that happens, I hope that my life will go on and that people won't be too freaked out about it. But I think knowing, as a lawyer, that our legal system is biased enough to put someone in a totally different legal category because of a feeding tube is simply nuts. And I think anyone connected with disability rights is legitimately concerned about that. She's medically stable. She's not terminally ill. She's not on life support. What, you know, why do we need to kill her?
But the feeding tube itself doesn't define her medical condition.
It actually has.
Isn't
that's
her...
how we're able to say it's withdrawal of life support instead of saying it's killing. You know, if Mr. Schiavo were asking to be allowed to inject her with poison, the courts would not do that because she's, you know, that would hurt her, that would kill her. But because it's a slow and passive death by starvation and dehydration, and specifically because it's conceptualized as withdrawing a tube, the law is treating it differently. And that's very strange. That could only happen in a society that is disconnected from what the realities of disability are about.
Harriet McBride Johnson is a disability rights attorney in Charleston, South Carolina. Her book of memoirs, Too Late to Die Young, is published in a couple of weeks by Henry Holt Books. You can read her essay on the Terry Schiavo case online at our partners at Slate.com. Harriet McBride Johnson, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much.